AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Speaker Nancy Pelosi met with House Democrats today.
It was a very positive meeting, a respectful sharing of ideas.
Calls are getting louder from Democrats for impeachment of President Trump. Pelosi is taking a more methodical approach.
We do believe that it's important for to follow the facts. We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States. And we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up, in a cover-up.
Democrats are not happy President Trump blocked his former White House counsel Don McGahn from testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says it's silly for Democrats to talk about impeachment. There is no public support for it.
That's because there's no basis for it. The president has done an incredible job in his first 2.5 years.
President Trump will meet with congressional Democrats at the White House today. They will talk about infrastructure and trade. An investigation has failed to determine whether the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, is in a 1984 yearbook photo of a man in blackface next to someone in a Ku Klux Klan hood.
The governor himself has made inconsistent public statements in this regard. No individual that we interviewed has told us from personal knowledge that the governor is in that photograph.
Ben Hatch is one of the investigators. The investigators are with a law firm hired by Eastern Virginia Medical School. That's the school where the yearbook comes from. The findings are unlikely to have a major effect on state politics or Northam, who has been trying to regain his footing in Virginia for several months. The governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, says the amount of flooding in his state is the most surprising thing he saw on an aerial tour of northwestern Oklahoma. Stitt says a big concern is more rain in the forecast. The National Weather Service has issued flood and flash flood warnings in parts of Oklahoma through the weekend. This is AP Radio News. Plastic straws, cotton Q-tips, and plastic stirrers will be banned in the United Kingdom starting next spring. The climate group Extinction Rebellion protested over 11 days in central London to provoke the government action on climate change. People responded.
Something as small as a straw, you know, we can all do our part and it makes a big difference in the end.
Emma Priestland with Friends of the Earth says the pollution doesn't stop with straws, cotton sticks, and stirrers.
They're normally in the top 10 most commonly found items on beaches, but it is just three items. There is a lot more kind of plastic pollution out there. We have plastic coming from our clothing. It's even in paint from the tires on our cars. You know, plastic is everywhere.
Oh, according to the Ocean Conservancy, an estimated 150 million metric tons of plastic end up in the world's oceans every year, and an estimated 1 million birds and over 100,000 sea mammals die from eating or getting tangled in plastic waste. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.